I spun around to survey the graveyard, but there was no movement. When I whirled back toward the house, I came face to face with Cruz and shrieked. He clapped his hand over my mouth to silence me, but yanked it away immediately. Plumes of smoke curled away from his palm. "Fuck," he whispered. I bounced away from him, keeping my gaze leveled on his still fuming palm. "Is your hand smoking?" He glowered at his hand, then at mine, and then at the opal pendant. Slowly, his expression smoothed out, and he held his palm out in the space between us. His skin was pale and glowed, but it wasn't on fire.
"Not anymore."
"But it was." He didn't answer. "Static shock can't set fire to skin," I said.
"Can't it?"
I shook my head no, all the while wondering if it could. I was being ridiculous. Of course it couldn't. "What did you do to Mom?"
"I didn't do anything to your mother," he said.
"You're lying!"
"No, Katori, I'm telling the truth. I didn't do anything to your mother. I didn't prepare her. I don't know the first thing about embalming a corpse or about autopsies."
"I knew it!"
Cruz turned his face away, and I was left staring at the pale curves of his profile.
"Why am I the only one who sees it?"
I asked. He returned his gaze to me. "Because I dusted your mother."
"You... what?"
"I put magical dust all over her. It creates an illusion."
"Magical."
My skin prickled with goose flesh that wasn't brought on by the frigid air.
"Did your aunt see your mother's real face?"
"No, she saw makeup."
"And your cousins?"
"I have no idea. I didn't ask them." But then I realized the absurdity of our conversation and squashed my lips together.
Cruz was watching the necklace clenched in my hand.
"A gift from Gwenelda?"
My mouth unbolted.
"You know Gwenelda?"
"I know about her. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting her yet."
"She said it would keep me safe from..."
I frowned, trying to remember her exact words.
"From whom?"
"She actually didn't tell me."
"She didn't?"
"No, she didn't have time."
"Would you mind getting rid of it?"
he asked me.
"Why?"
"Because if you don't, I'm going to have to leave."
"That wouldn't be such a bad thing."
"That's not very nice."
"Why should I be nice to you? And besides, why would a necklace make you leave?
Are you deathly allergic to semi-precious stones or something?" I asked, more as a joke than anything else.
"It's not the stone I'm allergic to, it's the metal."
"You're allergic to silver? What are you, a vampire?"
"No, vampires don't exist."
"Oh, good, because I was starting to think I was losing it."
"I'm allergic to iron."
He watched me as though gauging my reaction.
"Like all Fae."
"Fae?" I croaked.
He smiled, seemingly amused by the disbelief that must have been printed on my face.
"But you look human," I said.
"Fae are humans. On the outside, we're the same. On the inside, we're a little different."
"Different how?"
"We have, we have powers."
"Like superpowers? Is magic dust one of them?"
"Yes, and this."
Cruz raised his hand that started to glow whiter. Suddenly, blue flames sparked and darted over his palm, making the frigid air ripple with heat. Even though I wasn't standing close to him, I could feel the heat from the fire.
Cruz snapped his fingers shut and extinguished the fire. "Some so-called magicians can do that too," I said, shooting my gaze back to his face.
My brain was desperately attempting to remain rational, and desperately failing.
"I know it's difficult to believe that magic exists, but you've seen it with your own eyes. Twice now, why don't you want to believe it?"
"Because it makes no sense."
"Neither does life on this planet, yet we've accepted this."
"Life here does make sense. There's gravity and water and..."
"Look at my feet."
I gasped. They were levitating over the snow. You can fly?"
"Now can you please get rid of the necklace?"
I clutched it tighter.
"How could you think that seeing you do that would reassure me?"
The stone had warmed in my palm. Although Gwen hadn't told me from whom it would protect me, Cruz just had.